If you're spending your leisure time watching the Olympics, you know that the thrill of victory comes with a shiny gold medal and a chance to hear your national anthem. But the Olympics also provide an opportunity to ask the musical question, why do so many national anthems sound alike? For example, this is the national anthem of Albania. Here's the national anthem of Costa Rica. This is the national anthem of Iraq. All three of those anthems are marches, so certain similarities are inevitable. But even with other kinds of music, it is hard to tell one from the other. Here's Hungary's national anthem. And now, Iceland. Musicologists point out that anthems are seldom played on the instruments they were written for. Most of what you hear at the Olympics has been arranged for Western orchestras, and they can't always reproduce the sound and texture of instruments from other parts of the globe. That could account for many of the similarities. But at Morning Edition, we have another theory. Maybe the composers of the world's great anthems were trying to avoid the problem created by Francis Scott Key.
Oh, say, can you see?
His Star-Spangled Banner is set to the tune of an English drinking song, a tune so difficult to sing it even challenged these divas and devos lined up yesterday in Washington, D.C. to audition for the TV show American Idol.
What so proudly we hailed
at the twilight's last gleaming
and the rocket's red glare.
Congress adopted the Star-Spangled Banner as America's national anthem in 1931. But if they just waited a few more years, just imagine what we could have ended up with instead.
America!